Place every weekday morning at 10:30.
And at 10:30 on a Sunday morning, we've got Pacing Rewind. Mark McNamara joins us this week. Mark, good morning to you.
Good morning, Simon, and good morning, everybody.
So we had the awards night on last night, Mark, and another big night for Tiger Tara and his connections.
It was indeed, Simon. He took out the Horse of the Year in New South Wales. He was very dominant in all of the categories that he was in. He also won the Aged Horse of the Year as well and picked up the Australian Harness Racing Horse of the Year. So very much about Tiger Tara. Spoke to Karen Crouch, Courtney and Mikey, Courtney Pizzuto and Mikey Hawley, which is Courtney's fiance. They were telling us that Kev was happy with the way that Tiger Tara pulled up from the run. He just faded late into fourth in that Group 3 race at Menangle on Friday night. It's all systems go heading towards the New Zealand Cup. It's the one they want to win at the moment after his absolutely massive performance last year. So he's all good, Tiger Tara, and hopefully we get to see him go across New Zealand and go one better than 12 months ago. As far as the other categories go at the awards last night, the two-year-old of the year, it was a unanimous victory to Expensive Ego. Six starts for six wins, including that APG goal by 20 metres up in Queensland. He was the two-year-old of the year and also the two-year-old colt and gelding pacer of the year. The two-year-old filly pacer of the year went to the Tiara winner, Michelle Lee Mack. 1987, Colin McDowell drove the winner of the Tiara. It was 2019. He won it again. Michelle herself was there. That's Colin's daughter, Michelle Lee McDowell, and she was there to accept the award. Playboy in Paris crowned the two-year-old trotter of the year. As far as the three-year-old went, it was Muscle Factory, a very fast horse out of the Shane Critton stable. And Lauren also mentioning on stage last night that he is right on target to resume racing. He fast worked yesterday and happy where he is at. He was the three-year-old Colton gelding pacer of the year as well. The Roy Rich Jr. trained three-year-old filly of the year was Miss Streisand. The three-year-old trotter of the year was Caligula. As far as the aged horses of the year went, well, it was Tiger Tara for the entire and gelding. Major occasion, wonderful season for the Frisbees. We're going to talk to Anthony in the next 3 or 4 minutes. He won an award too, but major occasion picked up mare of the year. Top Munna picked up aged trotter of the year. Cassie Fay gave Alex Kay a New Zealand quiz, with Tough Monarch being aimed at the New Zealand Trotting Free-for-All and also the Dominion in November. Alex passed that. He got 5 from 5 with a couple of the New Zealand terms. Broodmare of the Year was Miss Brazilian, and New South Wales Sire of the Year was Irabi's Million Dollar Cam. As far as the participant awards went, Brooke Wilkins picked up the Junior Trainer Encouragement. Josh Gallagher, a very popular winner of the Junior Driver Encouragement Award. James Sutton was the Kari Indigenous Participant of the Year. Cassie Robinson from Broken Hill, she couldn't be there last night, long way to come, but Cassie picked up the leading New South Wales hobbyist driver, Wayne Sullivan Simon, who's always got a good horse in those blue and white colours from Leeton. He picked up the Hobbyist Trainer of the Year. The leading trotting trainer and driver was Blake Fitzpatrick, said he loves the trotter, has a mix of both pacers and trotters in the stable. Cameron Hart was champion junior driver after a wonderful season, including group wins at the Riverina Paceway. Todd McCarthy was champion driver. New South Wales champion trainer was Kerry Ann Turner. Owner of the years were Greg and Mandy Target. They also picked up the breeder of the year, and the service to the breeding industry went to Peter and Mari Neal. They've bred hundreds of horses at Shannon Springs. Mari told the story that nearly every horse that's gone through has been rehomed. A couple weren't suitable to do so, but just about every horse that is bred by Shannon Springs is rehomed when they finish racing, or if they're not good enough to make the track. It's a wonderful story of horse welfare. Plenty of awards, Simon. Lexus of Parramatta medal went to Lockie Manzelman. The First Lady Award to Gemma Rue. Menangle Metropolitan driver Todd McCarthy. Shane and Lauren Tritton picked up the Metropolitan trainer. Lorraine Pozza, after many years in the industry, including 20 as CEO out at Penrith, was awarded the Harness Racing New South Wales Don Clough Award. Jim Bell won the Industry Contribution. Volunteer awards to Ann Brown, Brian Hay, Jan Hay, Peter Jones, Terry McMillan. They didn't stop there. The Carnival of Cup Award went to the Horse of the Series, Ned Pepper, for Katie Jenner. Katie also won the Lucky Door Prize, which is a couple of nights accommodation up in Byron Bay, so she had a wonderful night out. Best community engagement was Coolamont for Mooney's March. as a mark of respect and a fundraiser for former President Gary Armstrong. The best fraternity engagement was the Young Harness Racing Club, largely due to the fact that Eve Hardy puts on the best food you'll ever see at a racetrack in the driver's room. There's cakes, there's scones, just it's the best spread you'll ever see. And the three winners of the Tabcorp Carnival of Cup Awards were Yugara, Samora, and the Newcastle Harness Racing Club. So, Simon, a massive night of awards, a busy night, enjoyed by all. And most were happy there were no racing in anywhere in New South Wales today, so they could have a relaxing night and have a few beverages as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Good stuff, Mark. We've got Anthony Frisby on the line who is going to have a chat to you. Anthony, good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
Not too bad. Thanks for being a part of the show this morning.
Not a worry at all.
Anthony, congratulations. You picked up the TAB Kevin Newman Award for Driving Excellence last night. It was a hotly contested race. It was the Bohemia Crystal free-for-all the drive, and it was a mid-race move that set it up, but you were able to get into a beautiful spot early. Can you remember the race like it was yesterday?
Yeah, of course. You can remember that one. And yeah, it was a great thrill for the family and everyone involved.
You mentioned with a round to go when you made the move, it was more a split-second decision because you're trying not to run the race too often in your mind.
Yeah, that's right. Just sort of went out there in an open mind. And I can always remember the hobble up before he went down there. And he sort of worked good, but not sensational. And I just reckon we just sort of thought, he had a fair few hard runs in the big races leading up to it. And he went into retention barn, and Dad just didn't do anything with him while he was down there. Just put him on the walker for 15, 20 minutes. And he rings me on the day before, and he said, I think I might have this horse a bit too fresh for you now. And went out on the track, and he just felt $1 million, and just warmed him up. I was really happy with the warm up, and I seen Luke and with Princess Tiffany three wide, for probably the first 800 metres, and I thought it was an opportunity when Luke got there to go around and just give him every opportunity anyway.
And they backed the speed right off with that 34 first quarter. So you must have been thinking that I made the right decision to make this move right here and now.
Yeah, that's right. When I say now, I thought, oh, thank God for that. At least I thought if I get beat, at least the Dad couldn't get too cranky. He sort of went around there at the right time. And, I just knew Todd worked pretty hard, reasonably hard early to get to the lead. So I thought if we got around there, I knew it would be a really solid last half, that's for sure. And I thought if I get up there, little fella will sit up there and relax. And when we need him, he'll respond.
You've always also won the aged mare pacer of the major occasion. She had a wonderful season, good enough to go to New Zealand as well for the duels. I know it went a little bit pear-shaped, but it was still nice to be invited.
Yeah, that's right. It's always it's a privilege to even think that you could go there, on that sort of a day. And it wasn't a successful trip over there, but it was an experience that we've all done. And not many people, it's not an everyday thing you get invited to go over there. And she done a terrific job for the season, a major occasion. And we're very happy with her.
Must be very exciting to have both a horse like Major Occasion and our Uncle Sam in the stable at the same time.
Yeah, that's it. Like, they're both group horses, and to have a mare like her in the stable is just fantastic. And Sam, and she's just a beautiful mare to have, and she's so powerful. And it's going to be interesting to see. She's going to America next month, so it'll be very exciting to see her go over there.
She been sold or been sent over by the owners?
No, just sent over by the owners. She's sort of up in that grade here that it's just a bit hard. She'll be probably racing Tiger Tara, the good free-for-allers every week. There is mare races, but then she's going to be drawing off the front every week, off the outside on the front every week. And she's done a super job here, and the opportunity was sort of to send her over there. And we just thought we'll send her over on the over there, and just see what she could do.
I wrote Peter Ward doesn't mind a trip away. Has he already booked some tickets to go over and see her?
No, he hasn't booked any tickets yet. And I was sort of hoping she might have went while we're in Queensland, so it's not too sad to put her on the truck to send her over. But she'll hopefully go this month, and hopefully she gets in a nice race that we all have to go over and cheer her on.
We bet on a fair few races from America now. Whereabouts is she headed to, do you know?
No, I'm not up with that. I prefer not to know. It's too sad for me to throw her on the truck. She's, you know, we bought her for the year and sales, and we've done everything with her, you know. And, yeah, it's just and just have such a beautiful big mare to have around the stable. And, yeah, it's just going to be terribly sad to see her go.
Absolutely. Your Uncle Sam, where's he at the moment?
Yeah, he'll have a trial Monday week, and we'll just he'll hopefully have two or three trials, and sort of looking at going to over to New Zealand for the New Zealand Cup. But just depending on his trials, he'll have two or three trials, and just depending on them, if we're happy with him, and we'll go over there for that race. But if not, we'll just sort of the main aim, the Inter Dominion over there. So. We'll just get him cheered off for that.
Come a long way, certainly, Dad, and as you've grown up as well with racing, you've always had some nice horses, but in recent times, they've gone to the next level. Have you guys changed anything? You put a new track in? Can you attribute to it? You had some luck getting some good horses? What's happened? Because that's
Yeah, they're going really good. We've been at the place where we are now for 8 years, but I reckon it's just the track has got a bit of a hill in it, and it's just taken us probably 3 or 4 years to really down pat the training, and I think with our track, it's got a hill in the main track and the jog track, and just to try and get all your feeding to your work right, and I think we've sort of hit that on the head pretty good, and I don't know really what's going on, but they're all sort of going well, and. I don't know if we're doing something right, or we've got nice horses, or what it is, but we're having a great run the last couple of seasons.
So much so, even picked up a double at Menangle on Saturday night with Yep Got Chooks and also our Wall Street Wolf.
Yeah, they both went super. Yep Got Chooks, he went fabulous at Young in the heat, and he went supersonic on Saturday in the final. And, our Wall Street Wolf, he was the same. He went super, I thought. And, they both went good.
It's been a great weekend for you and the family. Anthony, thanks for joining us here this morning. And may that luck you and your dad is having continue.
No worries at all. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Anthony. Anthony Frisby there joining us this morning. It's a pretty quiet start to the week in New South Wales for harness racing. Simon, no racing tomorrow. There's no racing today. That was what the participants asked not to have following the awards night last year. Couple of meetings on Tuesday, Tabcorp Park at Menangle. Their fields are out, and their first race gets underway at 2:47. Canberra will race at Exhibition Park on Tuesday night, and they get underway at 6:10, and it's back to Bathurst on Wednesday. Their first is at 5:30. So that's the look back from last night. It was a good, fun night there, well attended, plenty of winners. I think the most popular award winner all night was probably Josh Gallagher. He didn't quite have as much luck in the best dress. He finished runner-up behind Ricky Alton, who won a $500 voucher courtesy of Meyer. So the awards are done for another year. 12 months' time, we'll find out who's going to be reigned a champion horse, driver, just about everything else to do in racing in another year's time.
So an award for best dress.
Yeah, it was just judged at four people on stage. Ricky Alton made the final. Karen Crouch, Jessica Hewitt, and also Josh Gallagher. And Ricky Alton, he didn't go with tie, but it's the shirt that Crandell Giddy would have been proud of. White with a pattern, dressed by his partner, and won the 500. So he was stoked.
Well, I've got to say, Mark, it's good to have you back in town. You're readjusting to life in Sydney.
Yeah, getting used to it. Nice to be asked to host last night and catch up with a lot of familiar faces I hadn't seen for a long time. So, yeah, getting there, getting used to the traffic more than anything. It's a little bit different to quiet old Christchurch.
Yeah, I can imagine. Are you calling Bathurst this week?
No Bathurst this week. I've got Randwick trials later in the week, and I must mention, too, Canola Cup heats are next Sunday. So if you've got a very quality horse looking to race for excellent prize money, even not so, you want to try your luck up there, those noms for you, Gowra, will close this week with the Canola Cup final on the public holiday Monday, the day after the NRL Grand Final. So yeah, looking forward to getting back up there for the heats and the final, because it is one of the best meetings of the season.
Absolutely. Good stuff, Mark. Thanks very much for your help this morning, and enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Thank you, Simon.
It's coming up to 15 minutes to 11 in just a moment. We'll have Dave Carlson and this morning's edition of Chasing Rewind.
Sydney's newest must-see home renovation destination is now open. Wideline Windows and Doors state-of-the-art Liverpool showroom features an impressive range of residential, designer and architectural designs on display. Experience window shopping like never before. See how your home will look and feel with our stunning contemporary 310 square metre showroom, plus find solutions to improve energy efficiency, acoustics, privacy and security. Wideline Liverpool will bring your home reno vision to life. Located at 12 Home Pride Avenue, Warwick Farm, open 6 days.
Sky Sports Radio takes you trackside to Nowra Greyhounds tonight for another qualifying final in TAB's Million Dollar Chase. TAB Market Movers, Late Mail and all the action. Nowra Greyhounds tonight on Sky Sports Radio.
The beating of a million drums.
When you use a 12-year-old demolition hammer, things can go wrong. Like when it begins to demolish itself, rendering it useless. And after you've tried to start it up again for the fifth time today, you begin to accept the reality that maybe it's time you and your 12-year-old demo hammer start seeing other people. So it's good to know when things like this do go wrong, you can count on Kennard's Hire to have a range so big, you're bound to find your next partner in crime.
The Big Sports Breakfast Grand Final Lunch is on again. Join your host TK and Loz in the Grand Ballroom at Royal Randwick Wednesday, October the 2nd. The fun kicks off at 12:30 when your Master of Ceremonies, Dave Stanley, welcomes you to enjoy a gourmet three-course lunch, five-hour beverage package and to rub shoulders with royalty of the NRL and racing world. The midweek Randwick meeting will be in full swing, as will the Sky Racing Tipsters, who'll be doing their best to send you home a winner. Tickets $195 per person, available at AustralianTurfClub.com.
Greyhound racing takes place all over the world,
but Australia leads the way for sheer quality.
Stay with Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader.
And we've got the big build-up to the million-dollar chase with the heats and the regional finals on at the moment in Greyhound racing. Dave Carlson with me now. Dave, good morning.
Good morning to you, Simon. Great to be here for Mick Cowley. Mick's got some family commitments. I'm just too happy to wear the green and white striped Firth Reserve rug and take my place.
Well, the TAB Million Dollar Chase is building rapidly, Dave, and less than 4 weeks now until the final. And this weekend began with a new track record and more Victorians advancing.
Yes, the Victorians came across the border and saluted again, Simon. On Friday night at Richmond, Andrea Daly qualified a further three runners for the TAB Million Dollar Chase semi-finals at Wentworth Park when Jaro Bale thrashed his rivals by more than seven lengths in the Richmond regional final in a scorching 30-11, just three lengths outside the track record. Shanjo Prince for Mark Gatt was second, ahead of the Andrea Daly pair, Rockstar Beeve and Lectra Zephyr, who also advanced. Now, the Dalys have also qualified Bulleye final winner Shima Shine for the semi-finals of the Million Dollar Chase. And Shima Shine trialled very well last night at Wentworth Park in between races in a fast 29-81. On Friday night, the Wagga regional heats of the TAB Million Dollar Chase were run and deliver for Victorian trainer Jason Thompson did exactly that, breaking Good Odds Buddy's track record by more than three lengths, winning in 29-71. Second was Extra Gear for another Victorian, Ray Hennis, with Sunlight Consuela for Julie French in third place. In Heat 2, There's a Catch gave Ray Hennis two runners in the Wagga Regional Final, defeating Fire and Smoke for hardened trainer Graham Thurkettle in 29-97. Ballistic Yala for Keith Lloyd was third, while in the third heat, Ultimate Speed for Brian Smith upstaged the $1.22 favourite Black Opium for Jason Thompson in 30-04, with Perfect Marshall for Janet Cottrell in third place. Now, the box draw for next Saturday night's Wagga final is Ultimate Speed in one, Extra Gear 2, Deliver 3, Perfect Marshall 4, Black Opium in 5, Fire and Smoke 6, There's a Catch 7, and Sunlit Consuela in 8. The reserves of Ballistic Yala and AO Joy. And Simon, Australian country music legend Adam Harvey is going to be playing a free concert after the last race at Wagga next Saturday night.
Ah, good stuff. Well, last night, Dave, Dubbo and Newcastle were in the Million Dollar Chase spotlight.
Yeah, they sure were, Simon. At Dubbo, Nangar Gift for Dennis Barnes led all of the way. Why don't we go to the replay?
All set for the Tab Million Dollar Chase regional final here at Dubbo. Off and racing. Commencing cleanly from the top of the track was Nangar Gift, spearing over to find the lead. Driving into second was Cliff Keeping, and then came in behind them Connie's Boy. Behind those was Buck's Future out wide off the track with a run clear fell on. A break back to Jimmy Casey, and then came in behind those was Midnight Joyce on the side. They speed, and Nangar Gift giving them the slip here. Leads the way by seven. In behind them was Connie's Boy. Water out the track, Buck's Future. There's no Annabelle Keeping, but off and gone here. Nangar Gift too good. Connie's Boy works solidly into second, and then came a photo between Buck Future or Jimmy Casey. Then in behind them was Midnight Joyce.
So there we have it, Dave. Nangar Gift taking out the regional final last night at Dubbo.
You bet, Simon. Nangar Gift had no luck in the Bathurst heats recently, and so the Barnes clan said, we're going to go to Dubbo, and it proved a perfect move. Nangar Gift won by 3 lengths, leading all the way in 29 and 56, as you heard Dan call there. The favourite, Connie's Boy, for Peter Honnery, recovered from that early trouble to run second. Jimmy Casey for Peter Carr, joining his brother Charlie Casey in the Wentworth Park semi-finals, along with the fourth place getter at Dubbo last night, Buck's Future for City Swain. It was a fantastic night. Adam Harvey played live there last night as well, and the crowd absolutely loved it. Now, Simon, at the Gardens in Newcastle last night, there was one heat of the Tab Million Dollar Chase, and victory also went to the dog in the pink rug. Here is Johnny McDermott's call.
Racing from the inside, Galaxy Banner, one of the fastest away. Mystic Ride makes a line of three. Sheba's Dream gets through at that first turn. As they run around the outside, there was Knight's Page with a good turn of speed. Over on the inside, as they stride down the back, there was Federally to get through and take the lead. In second place, over on the outside, Knight's Page. They were followed by Get It Nismo, all over the leaders. And then came I Rock, followed further back by Mystic Ride, who's well back with Galaxy Banner around the turn. Knight's Page has moved up. Knight's Page hit the lead, beat Federally, Get It Nismo, IROC, and then Mystic Ride, Galaxy Banner, Miley Nismo, and one of the last to pull up was Sheba's Dream.
Okay, that was the replay there from the Million Dollar Chase heat from the Gardens last night, Dave, and it was Knight's Page at double figure odds saluting over Federal Lily, and good to see her back at the track.
Yeah, Federal Lily, the Golden Easter Egg runner-up, ran terrific. Pete Lagogiani would be tickled pink by that run, but the winner by a neck was Knight's Page for trainer Anne Foley. And Anne is our guest this morning. Anne, congratulations on the victory. He was always wide from his draw, but that's the way he likes it.
Yes, the eight box was perfect for him, Dave. We couldn't have been happier with that.
He was very strong through the line. He didn't give up. A lot of greyhounds, if they're trapped three wide like that, they'll say, oh, well, I've had enough. But just he kept on coming and got there by only a narrow margin, but it doesn't matter whether it's a neck or 10 lengths.
No, it was the same in the Macca days. He was being pressured all the way, and he just keeps fighting. He doesn't know anything else.
Well, you spoke about the Macca, named after the great Johnny McDermott. It was the Black Top Consolation recently, and Knight's Page was terrific in that. There was torrential rain falling, and he ran an amazing 29 and 45 in the conditions.
Yes, it was quite surprising, but all credit to the track curators at the Gardens. The track stood up marvellously that night, and, the time was quite amazing. It wasn't quite as fast last night, but all you can do is win.
Well, Anne, last night was Knight's Page's ninth win from only 18 starts. You've had him for five of those runs for three wins, and, look, it's a heartwarming story with the dog trained for his first 13 starts by Gail Masterson. Tell us about the story, how you came to take over the training, Anne.
Yeah, well, Gail and I have been friends for 20 years, and when Gail had to go to hospital 2 months ago to have a knee replacement, she asked us if we could have Knight's Page and his sister, Gilded Lady. She trusted us to have them, and for that we're very grateful.
Wow, and how's Gail now? Is she recovering okay from that knee op?
Yes, Gail's doing quite well, thank you, and I'm sure she's chomping at the bit to get these two dogs back home to her place.
Yeah, absolutely. But you're doing an outstanding job in the meantime. Now, there was only one heat of the Tab Million Dollar Chase at the Gardens last night, meaning that all runners will advance to the final next Saturday night. The box draw is Miley Nismo in one, last night's heat runner-up Federal Lily 2, Sheba's Dream in 3, last night's third place getter Get It Gizmo for Jason McKay in 4, last night's fourth place getter I Rock in 5. The defending million-dollar chase champ Mystic Riot draws better in 6 after getting skittled at the first turn last night. Knight's Page is in 7 and Galaxy Banner in 8. So, Anne, you must be happy with drawing the black rug. And you've also got that fast beginner Mystic Riot drawn directly underneath, so you'll probably get a terrific cart, you'd think, into it.
Yes, the race should pan out in his favour, but, I mean, they're 8 very, very smart dogs. He's only 2 years and 2 months and a bit on the inexperienced side, but yes, we couldn't be happier out in the 7, and we hope he just drives forward like he did last night, and we're hoping for the same result. But as I said, they're 8 very, very good dogs.
And your husband, Barry, has he checked the dog this morning?
Yes, he has had a look at him this morning, and he's quite satisfied the dog's pulled up well. But he will be going to our vet, Peter Yor, on Tuesday morning to double-check that's all right for the final next Saturday night.
Well, Anne, you and your husband, Barry, you're very well known in greyhound circles, particularly in the Maitland area. And, look, I believe you used to do your own greyhound radio show there.
Yes, we have we had a local radio station here every Sunday morning, and they did a sports segment. And, yes, I had a segment on greyhounds. I used to mainly talk about what happened at Maitland the previous Thursday, but if any of the trainers in the area had tasted success, I spoke about them as well, and I really enjoyed it with local sporting identity Mick Finch.
Well, I tell you what, Anne, it's very nice to be talking to a fellow broadcaster.
It was only nowhere near your status, Dave Carlson.
I'm just doing my best, Anne. Just doing my best. But I tell you what, congratulations again. Please say hi to Gail Masterson when you see her. I think you've got another run of that. You're training for Gail at Wentworth Park this coming Wednesday night. Is that correct?
Yes, we've nominated his sister, Gilded Lady, for Wentworth Park. She hasn't settled in here as well. I think she's missing Gail. Look, you know, we'll just keep pressing on with her until Gail's well enough to take them both home.
Well, Anne, all the best on Wednesday night at Weddy and next Saturday night in the final of the Tab Million Dollar Chase, the regional final at the Gardens in Newcastle with Knight's Page. And thanks very much for being our guest on Chasing Rewind this morning.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you.
There is Anne Foley, Simon.
Yeah, good stuff. So I'm looking forward to that regional final now, later in the week, Dave. What can we expect from the $10 million chase over the next 7 days?
Well, I tell you what, we've got another busy week coming up, Simon. The Nowra regional final is on tonight. It jumps at 2:02 at 6:58, race 6 on the card. The favourite from Tab Fixed Odds is Victorian Zipping Magna for Deb Coleman from Box 3, currently at $3.60. Awesome Catch for Deb's partner Robbie Camilleri is the equal second favourite at $3.90 from Box 7, with Bit Flash for Mick Clayton starting at Box 5, also starting from Box 5, also at $3.90. Now, this Thursday, Maitland has its million-dollar chase regional final. Lismore's is on Friday. The Gardens and Wagga next Saturday night, and Goulburn has its regional final next Sunday. So we've got a very busy week coming up. Then, the following weekend, on Saturday, October the 5th, the 8 City Preludes are going to be run at Wentworth Park, and the winner of each of those preludes will join the 56 other qualifiers from the regional races in the semi-finals at Wentworth on Friday night, October 11. 7 days later, Simon, the grand final on Friday night, October 18, $1 million to the winner. What a weekend it's going to be. The million-dollar chase on the Friday night and the Everest on Saturday at Randwick.
Yeah, I reckon this afternoon I might head down to the Tab, Dave, and just throw 10 each way on Federal Lily. She's $31 for the million-dollar chase. So that's seen worse bets.
Yeah, I backed a few, and Federal Lily's one of them. I've also backed Bit Flash at 100s. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, one of us will hopefully have a bit of luck.
But, you know, you've got to watch that bloke in the shadows lurking, the battler, Timmy Newbold.
Yeah.
Oh, he always gets up in the big one.
He does. He's the one you've got to listen to. He's already given me Rostropovich for the Caulfield Cup, so he's pretty good with picking those ones. Now, and just last night at Wendy, Dave, trainer John Finn was provided with a get-well tonic.
Yeah, indeed. John had big heart bypass surgery on Monday just gone. Minnie said he's coming along, he's recovering.